The Rwandan government is not pleased with the decision because the ruling appears as though it was Rwanda that was on trial. I mean, if the UK wants to send asylum seekers to Rwanda, if they don't, that's fine. But the question is, when you look at the ruling, it is a ruling that talks about Rwandan human rights record, Rwandan this, Rwandan that, and in fact, half of it Rwandans do not even agree with. So they're wondering, how come, instead of having a debate about the United Kingdom, a rich country in Europe, deciding to deport black people and other people, is that lawful? Is that in line with the human rights, international law, and so on and so forth? So Rwandans are shocked about this.
I think part of the ruling is that Rwanda is not a safe country for asylum seekers and refugees.
But whether Rwanda is safe, is unsafe, is a secondary question. People are avoiding the main question. What Rwanda did was avail itself. It's like someone who's homeless, you give them a house, and then they start criticizing the quality of the house that you give them. The idea is, why are asylum seekers being sacked from the United Kingdom in the first place? Because that's a violation of international law. Now, we can discuss the quality of asylum seekers in Rwanda. You have asylum seekers who have a good life in Rwanda. You have others who don't. And that is a fair discussion to have. But the main question really is, why is it that the UK, in total violation of decency, why is the UK chasing its own migrants who found its shore? I mean, Africans are right to be angry because they say if we wanted to go to Rwanda, we'd have taken a plane and go to Rwanda. We know where Rwanda is. It's much cheaper, it's much safer to travel there than to go through the Mediterranean Sea and to go through boats at the risk peril of our life.
You have written that the issue is a fundamental ideological question. What is the ideology?
The ideological question is human beings fleeing conflict of all kinds, finding the United Kingdom as a safe haven. But the United Kingdom, a rich country, is much, much bigger than Rwanda, decides to get rid of people who try to find safe haven in the country. And the poor African, small, poor African country says, instead of mistreating those people, send them to us. We'll take care of them. And this is the same UK that does not stop from teaching us about moral values, about human rights, about this and that. And so the ideological question at stake here is, how does a poor country show more humanity than a rich country that claims to be the guarantor of human rights and human values and so on? So the UK are criticizing Rwanda to avoid the big question.